Well, good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday. I'm George Watkins, and I'm alive in Christ, and I'm happy about it. Amen. And I know you are too if you're tuned into this channel. Most of you that tune in are usually on a journey with that wonderful relationship we have with our Heavenly Father. Well, if you're new to the channel, welcome. Thanks for stopping by. Every day, someone tunes in new, and sometimes you are a long ways off, like around the other side of the world. What a privilege to have you with us on the journey we're on of discovery, discovering who we are in Christ, what Christ is to us and in us, and what the expression of that Christ life is today in this world. Now, well, I'm going to talk about the things you have planted today. Our caption is, I will watch over what I have planted. The Spirit of God spoke to me about that, talked to me a little bit about it. So I'm going to share it with you today. Before we do that, thank you for subscribing and liking us on Facebook. Remember, we're on Rumble and also a podcast. You can find those things below. Amen. Wouldn't it be strange to plant a field of corn or whatever? You know, we have massive acreage up here in our little valley of potatoes. We sell potatoes in all forms. And wouldn't that be strange to plant that field of vegetables and then expect someone else to watch over it? Well, if you were a rich, you know, person who bought a field and hired a manager, that probably works in a lot of cases. I'm sure some of these massive farms that are around the country, the owner sits in a high rise in the big city while all the managers run it. But let's think about you and me in our spiritual life, our world we live in called the world of God, the kingdom of God, the body of Christ, the Christian life. And it has to do with the idea that every time we pray. Now, this is immature prayers, young prayers. I'm not pointing fingers. It's like the fella said, when you point at me, you got three fingers pointing back at you. So we're not pointing fingers. We're just describing the condition of what the church falls into, and it is when we pray, we ask God to go and do something. Get off your throne, or get off, you know, get out of your holy chamber, and go over and heal, and go over and change, and I ask you to go do this and that. Well, okay, we've been taking pictures, spiritual, scriptural pictures, of the structure of the kingdom of God, or at least the spiritual world. I interchange those two words, the kingdom of God, the spiritual world. We are in that now. Amen. So when the Spirit of God spoke to me last night and said, I want you to watch over what you've planted, that puts on the believer, me, the believer, you, a personal responsibility not to just do something and then walk on and expect someone else to water it, plant it, you know, water it and harvest it. Now, I'm talking especially about things God's given you, a prophecy, a vision, a desire, you know, is God's desire in you. And when you plant that seed in the ground, we have the responsibility to pray over it, to intercede over it, to speak, as we said yesterday, declare. We declare the protection. We orchestrate the angels. We stand guard over it in our faith. Now, that's what this message today is all about, is taking the responsibility off of God and setting it right where it belongs. And it's called stewardship. It's called the watchman on the wall. We are the watchman on the wall. Now, let's think a little bit about what you have planted, what things that you have planted. Remember your prayers, first of all. Lord, I pray that revival will come to our church. Now, that's a good one, and it many people pray it. Then we pray it, and we just, you know, leave it up there in the prayer bank, and like a lotto, we're hoping someone picks it up. No, if God puts a desire on your heart, pray it through, as we say. Now, that means you pray until you have a conclusion. You know it's kind of nailed to the wall. Now, that's what happens when we go into an intercession time. Now, intercession is an intense time where the scripture says the effectual prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much. And he refers to the prophet that prayed until it rained and then prayed again and, you know, it didn't rain and then it rained. Stopped the rain, then he started the rain. So intercession is that watchman on the wall. Intercession is prayer that is not just throwing it out and hoping it sticks, but standing by your stuff and being the guardian, the faithful guardian, standing with it. Now, yesterday we talked about confession. Today, I talk about that confession being part of the guard and the watchman. When that subject comes up, what do? You speak the prayer you prayed. You agree with your own prayer. How about that? Here's a good one. When two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. And it also says, if two shall agree as touching anything, it shall be done unto them. Oh, here, now catch this one. This is not a curveball, it's a fastball. Have you ever agreed with yourself? Of course you have. Because when you pray, that's your beginning. And you come along the next day or a week later and you say the same thing, that your prayer has already gone into the Father's prayer chamber, you know, his prayer bank. You are agreeing with your own prayer. Is that legal? Of course it is. One of the first people you need to agree with is yourself. Because you have a thought. That thought gives you a vision or a purpose or a desire. And you move on that desire and you say, God, I want to do what you call me to do. I'm going to be a preacher, a plumber. I'm going to be an electrician, a politician. Amen. Whatever God's put on your heart, then let your confession be in agreement with that desire. That's watching the watchman on the wall. That's standing by your stuff. That's this phrase, I will watch over what I have planted. You've planted seeds in your spirit. You've planted seeds in the ground. You've started things in your spiritual world, your church fellowship, the people that you interact with. You have a responsibility to stand by it. Take a snapshot of Jesus in the storm, in the boat, and he stands up and he says, peace, be still. Well, he said peace and then be still. I guess, you know, double punch. On the peripheral, there were other little boats with him, the scripture says. Now, why is that important? Because if Jesus had gone down with his boat, all the other boats would have gone down with it. You have a responsibility with little boats all around you that you do not realize. People are watching you. They're hearing you. They are strong and disciplined because God has given them you in their life to encourage them. That's the planting. planting. That's the seed you've planted without you even knowing. Now, what do you do about that? You stand by your stuff that you have planted. You realize God sent you to Timbuktu. That's where you live. You had a hard time at first, but you've settled it in your mind. God sent you there, or to the church, or to the school district that you're in, or, you know, whatever it is. What do? God sent you there to stand by that calling. You've been called into that region to pray into it, to prophesy into it, to speak into it, to declare it. That block you live on, that you walk around, that is your block to dominate and pray for. I was listening to one of the prophetesses a few years ago, and she was talking about her neighborhood that God put her in. That was, she didn't like it until she realized God put her there to pray for people that would never have anybody pray for them unless God had transplanted her into that neighborhood. Then she took it on her heart just to intercede as she walked around the block. God planted her, and she stood by that calling. Amen. Isn't that something? Well, you and I have a lot of planting that we've done. We've had a lot of prophecies. How about the prophecies that come? I've prophesied over thousands of people in the last 50 years or 60 years. Many of them have reported back as that prophecy has developed, and it was right on target. Too many of them didn't do anything about it. They didn't agree with it. They didn't stand by it. They didn't pray it through. They didn't declare it, and nothing happened. Now, they blame it on the prophet or God, or it was just, so what do? We go to the convention or to the prophetic gathering, and we try to get a new prophecy, because we want one that's updated and better than the other one. Whoa, wait a minute. If a prophet prophesies over you, or if you get a prophetic word in your spirit when you're praying, that's a planting. That's a seed in your ground. You need to water that in intercession, prayer, and faith. You need to water that in confession and believing. You need to talk about it to yourself, for sure. That's to start with, and then begin to believe that plant will come up. Now, that's the message for our Wednesday, is that you and I need to stand by the seed that's in our ground and the seed we've planted in the ground. No, I know that God does the planting. I'm not self-planting. I'm not, on my own, just going around planting seeds. But we are led by the Lord, even sometimes when we don't know it. We just are doing something and realize it was a God thing later on. That's how spiritual people are led. It's not always a flaming sword or a loud voice. We just do what's in our heart, and it becomes a seed in the ground. Some of you grandparents are planting seeds in your grandchildren. They don't know it, and they don't realize it, but grandpa or grandma has said something to them that will resonate in their teens and young adult life, and they'll realize God spoke to them. Be faithful to the seed you planted. Amen. Well, I love you all. It's a wonderful Wednesday to be alive in Christ. Thanks for stopping by today. We'll see you in the morning. Don't forget, thank you for all your help that you do with your sharing and your comments and thumbs up. And, if you're on YouTube, sign up for it or whatever they do there. And then on Facebook, you can like it, and it's just a good journey to be together. It's going to be a great week. Got a couple more days for this powerful week. Amen. Until then, may the Lord bless you as you stand by your stuff.